Day 13 of the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 13. And this is following the Apostles' Creed, clause after clause, and trying to unpack those truths. So Lord's Day 13 talks about Jesus, our Lord. So please respond to the questions. Lord's Day 13. Why is he called God's only begotten Son, since we are the children of God? Because Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God, but we are children of God by adoption through grace for his sake. Why do you call him our Lord? Because not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood, he has redeemed, purchased us, body and soul, from sin and from all the power of the devil to be his own. Amen. Question 33 begins by essentially asking, why do we have the same right to call God our Father as Jesus does? And there's a huge distinction, because there is a different relationship that Jesus has to the Father than we have to the Father. Jesus has a right to call God Father. He is eternally begotten. Not that he became the Son of God at some point in time, but that the eternal relationship of Jesus is to be the spitting image of the Father in deity, in glory, and in power. And that has been their relationship from all of eternity. But we become children of God. You are not born children of God, unlike very popular ideas out there, that the God is the Father of everybody. But we become children of God with a price. And so that's where Lord says, or question answer 34 comes in. Why do you call him our Lord? And this is how we become children of God. Because not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood, he has redeemed and purchased us, body and soul. This language of precious blood is not just coming out of the mind of the authors of the Heidelberg Catechism. It's coming from the heart and soul of Scripture, especially in 1 Peter chapter 1. I think it's verse 17 or 18, where Peter says that not with gold or silver have you been purchased, but with the precious blood of Christ. Now, it always startles me how Peter slows down and makes sure that you understand that this blood that was shed for you is precious. Precious to whom? Precious to the Father. You see, because in order to purchase you out of your enslavement to your sin under the power of the devil, God had to purchase you. He had to cleanse you from your sin. Not with the blood of animals, not with all the gold and money and silver in the world, but with the only, if you can say this, commodity that will actually do the work, that will actually have the power to release you from your enslavement to your sin, to break you free. And this is pictured for us in the Old Testament with Abraham, when God calls Abraham to offer his son Isaac, his only begotten son Isaac. I don't know about you, but if I were in Abraham's shoes, I don't know if I could go through with that. If God called me to sacrifice and to shed the blood of my only son, to me it would be unthinkable. Now we start to really understand the cost. By God's grace, and the whole thing was laid out as a test for Abraham and his faith. But by God's grace, God, or the angel, stopped the knife from going all the way through to pierce his own son. But at the cross, the knife did not stop. At the cross, the nails did not stop from piercing his hands and his feet. The crushing of the Father did not stop. Because it wasn't just the fact that he was crucified physically on the cross. It was the fact that the Father forsaked him and treated him and punished him for our sins. And so, yes, the cost of making us his own, his children, by way of adoption was through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God is something that can never be fully grasped in our minds. And God will be certain that every drop of the blood of Jesus that was shed will be made effective, will redeem who he has elected to redeem, because it is too precious to him. The power of the gospel. Let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 13 with that.